in so many ways. And then the author went on to tell the story. She told a story about a sermon that she had heard a rabbi preach in a synagogue on the Jewish Day of Atonement. It's a day of the year when Jews everywhere reflect on the year past, repent of their unkindness and shortcomings, and seek the forgiveness of God. Sort of like Ash Wednesday for us, I guess. She said at the synagogue where she attended, at the beginning, before the rabbi started, he walked out into the congregation where he picked up his infant daughter from his wife, and then he came to the front, to the pulpit. And he started speaking about the meaning of Yom Kippur, this Day of Atonement. And as he taught, the little girl, initially perhaps a year old, sat quietly in his arms, smiling at the congregation. She was adorable. After a while, she reached out with the same smile and just gently patted her dad's cheek. Then she turned and smiled again at the people gathered, and everyone's heart warmed. Soon she grabbed his nose to the chuckles of the people listening. She started pulling on his tie, which he kind of rescued, and as he held her, she put her tiny arms around his neck, and he said, "Is there anything you couldn't forgive her for?" People began to nod, and immediately she pulled his glasses off his face, and everyone cracked up. Once the laughter died down, he asked, "And when does that stop? When does it get hard to forgive? Is it when we're 3? When we're 7? When we're 14? 75? How old does someone have to be before you begin to forget that everyone is a child of God?" And then the author that I was reading continued, "Back then," she said, "God's forgiveness was something I easily understood, but I had trouble with my own forgiveness. I had always thought of forgiveness as kind of a lowering of standards rather than a building of a family relationship." How old does someone have to be before we begin to forget? I love the story because it startled us, I think. It reminds us about the best of life and love, and in that little kid, it draws us out of us. And then it asks the question, when do we forget and why? Our gospel isn't quite about forgiveness, really, but it is about God challenging us, God entering our world and resetting standards in a way. It is about God re-entering our world and reclaiming it so that we are reminded that we are all one family. Our gospel is about Jesus claiming that man whose life had been hijacked by powers that made him not be himself. Jesus ordered those powers to be silent. He directed them to leave and waited for it to happen. And he gave the man back to himself, and in the process, to the community. In our world, the words of the gospel that speak of that unclean spirit, to some of our ears at least, might sound like ancient superstition, something that has little to do with our life these days. I know there are others for whom it might make more sense. But the reality that all of us can understand is that there are plenty of powers in our world that seek to be in control of our lives and our world. Plenty of powers that take life from those whom they contact. Sometimes they are political tyrants or gangs. Sometimes they are bosses or co-workers who take what they want from those from whom they can get it. Sometimes they are just blocks to employment in the first place. Sometimes they are social expectations which make us buy things or sell each other. Sometimes they are even family that eat away at who we are. And sometimes those powers, the list could go on, right? The list can go on. There are all sorts of powers which deny human dignity and somehow are able to convince us that the world must be this way. It must be this way, they say, or they say that those who challenge them are destroying the fabric of the country, perhaps, the family, the economy. In our world, there are powers that do not like to be questioned. But Jesus likes questions. God will not be silent in the face of those powers. So whether the gospel is about forgiveness or not, it is about remembering that each of us, all of us, are children of God, given dignity as a birthright. The gospel is about how there are powers that erode our dignity with one glance, one expectation, or worse. And it is about how when we enter this place on this day that we celebrate as holy each week, Jesus, who speaks with authority, speaks to cast out of our lives and our world whatever it is that makes any of us unclean, whatever it is that destroys the sacredness of each of us, of all of us, and of our sisters and brothers around the world. Jesus speaks with authority and acts to cast it out, whatever it might be. That's not a simple statement. It's not an easy one, but it is true. Here today, this Sunday, in our prayers and in our meal and in our community, all of us are recreated with the dignity that God gives. Here today, all of us are again given the life that God intends, which may absolutely not be what the powers of the world would seek for any of us. In the gospel, the man who Jesus freed had a spirit who said that Jesus' presence and the dignity that he brought would destroy him. That's what the spirit said. And I think we think life is like that. We can be convinced that my dignity might depend on you having none. Your dignity might depend on the same thing of someone else farther down the line. I know that I have felt that voice within myself from time to time, and I suspect that you have as well. If the tiny percentage of people with the greatest wealth and the loudest voices tell us that greater equity will destroy the economy, it is hard not to be just a little bit afraid. When those with power in so many areas of our society have so often acted like it is their right to misuse some of our human family, whether it is women or others with less power, any group at all, we can pick them, we can name them. Somehow, our faith in God who gives dignity as Christians is being eaten away. In times of change, then, it is our call as Christians to listen carefully and consider carefully the structures of our world, whatever change is happening in our world. It very well might be good, because change can be good, we know that. But we need to listen and think. Are we hearing the voice of God's children who are struggling? Are we hearing Jesus' word for dignity? Or are we hearing the voice of structures, unclean spirits that can make all of us less than what God intended and very well might need to be cast out, just like in today's gospel? Part of our life as humans in general and God's people in particular is discerning the voices of our time. Just like that little girl in the rabbi's arms, when is it that we stop forgiving, perhaps? Or when is it that we stop listening to those around us? And being reminded that God does forgive and God does listen, in what ways does that lead us to work on our relationships? Not just in the sense of our own families, although maybe that, but in the sense of the family of all humanity. Today, then, as we come here, we wait for God to heal in us what takes our dignity, what saps our life, and what makes it impossible for us to hope. We wait for God to heal that. And we also plead with God to do the same for every other person in our world. Amen.